This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Here is Coach Gruden.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching the game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
My thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at West Chase Golf Club. Ironically, West Chase Golf Club will not only be the host for my first golf tournament of 2018, Good versus Evil. You can see all the details, and you can register at joebucksfan.com/golf. As of today, I can announce that Hooters is going to be a part of this golf tournament. I should have our fantasy football friend Brooke from the Hillsborough Avenue location out there, Hooters calendar girl 2 years running, along with one of the other lovely girls from the Hillsborough Avenue location. They will be helping me with one of the unique aspects of the good versus evil format on either the 9th or 18th green or both, and also a couple of the managers from the Hillsborough Avenue location will be grabbing a couple other Hooters guys and playing against all of you in the Good versus Evil tournament. For all the details, at only $68 per player, lunch and dinner included, prizes for everyone, including first and second place teams, good side and evil side. It's two tournaments in one. Again, joebucksfan.com/golf. Happy to be at West Chase Golf Club. 3 weeks from tomorrow, I have literally 13 tee times left. So if you add it up, it's three foursomes and one individual spot, or you can buy a twosome or buy a threesome. You don't need to buy a full foursome. If you buy a twosome, I'll find another twosome for you to play with as a team. And the question that I get asked a lot in this time leading up to the tournament, oh, Todd, can I still buy into the tournament? It's real simple. If you see it for sale and you can put it in your cart at joebucksfan.com/golf, and when you press pay, you can buy it. Don't ask me if there are still spots. If you can buy it, there are still spots. It's the one question I don't want to answer. If you go on to joebucksfan.com/golf and you don't see anywhere to buy the event and you see it says sold out, guess what that means? You're too late. Don't let that happen. It's available as we speak until it says sold out. And as long as you can put it in your cart, you can buy it. joebucksfan.com/golf. Limited availability. 3 weeks from tomorrow, February 3rd, we're a 12:30 shotgun start. Everything really gets going. Lunch, buying into the prizes. I'm going to set up a board for squares for the Super Bowl the next day. It all gets going at 11 a.m. putting contest at 12 noon. Remember, I will also be giving away Disney Park Hopper passes, first time ever, as one of my great friends at Walt Disney World is coming down to run a special contest. One person per foursome will qualify for the Park Hopper passes. Yeah, so I know other golf tournaments are like, well, I never win anything because I'm not any good. I take care of that in my events. I make sure everybody has a shot at stuff. Come out, $68 per player, good versus evil, at West Chase Golf Club. The details at joebucksfan.com/golf. All right, let's talk some daily fantasy. I am in multiple contests in postseason football as we look ahead to the Saturday and the Sunday games. For example, one of my contests is total points over 3 weeks. You get to draft a different lineup each of the 3 weeks. I'm actually doing that via Yahoo. And then the daily site that I've been playing for a number of years now, with the exact same $20 that I deposited the first time I ever joined, it's still in there. Haven't lost it. I haven't made enough money to retire from podcasting. It's still there. So I have fun with it, and it actually helps my overall fantasy research. So I'm going to play off one of my DraftKings entries using their prices, also utilizing the pricing on all four games at once. Let's start with the quarterback position and sort of go based on prices. The top-priced quarterback is Tom Brady at $7,000. I don't think Brady is worth the price. I really don't. I think Brady being below, let's just say, what you would expect his normal numbers to be in many of his recent games does not justify spending the highest price for him at the quarterback position this particular week. And as many of you know, listen to this podcast, I'm just convinced Brady is hurt. And I'm convinced Brady has been hurt for some time, and he is playing through the injury, but it affects his mobility, and it affects his ability, mechanics-wise, on deeper throws. If you watch him throw the ball extremely deep, he throws it about as high as any quarterback right now in the NFL, and that's not what he wants to do. Drew Brees is second at 6,300, followed by Big Ben at 6,200. I don't like either of those quarterbacks either, considering the matchup. Brees against the Viking defense, Roethlisberger against the Jaguar defense. So I start shopping for quarterbacks at Case Keenum at 6,100, which also brings Keenum's legs into the equation, as he has scored some rushing touchdowns this year. Marcus Mariota is at $5,900, and whether you believe Tennessee has a chance or not, Mariota with his legs and his overall playmaking ability, as he showcased last week, you got a passing touchdown and a receiving touchdown out of Mariota in one play. I know it had only happened once before, the Brad Johnson play that was much talked about on that particular telecast, but still Mariota on one play, and if you factor in the yardage, that was about a 12-point play on one play. Whether Tennessee is in the game or Mariota is working in garbage time down two or three or four scores, I think he's worth considering. Matt Ryan at 5,700, some would view it as a bargain. I'm just not so sure. Matt Ryan has been so up and down all year. The Eagles defensively may be poised for a strong game in this spot. Also, the Falcons had a lot of touches by running backs last week in the win at Los Angeles. Nick Foles is down there at 5,200, and the only one below him is Blake Bortles at $5,000. So those are the two bargain prices if you want to save money at the quarterback position. As far as running backs are concerned, running backs start obviously with Le'Veon Bell at $9,600. You would expect that based on the Jaguars' strength defensively, the Steeler plan should always be to feature Le'Veon Bell and perhaps even more in this divisional playoff game against the Jaguars. It is a big cost at $9,600, similar to what Todd Gurley's cost was last week. I would imagine that as high as 80 to 85 to 90% of players will be playing Le'Veon Bell. He might be a contrarian play this week. Of course, Bell floated the idea that he'd retire rather than take the franchise tag. Timing of that isn't necessarily good. I still think Bell is a good play in this game. For a lot of reasons, I think he's a better play this week than Gurley was last week, if you can justify spending the $9,600. Alvin Kamara is next at $7,800. I don't like the Saints this week. I just don't. Kamara got the late rushing touchdown when the Saints went up two scores against Carolina last week. But other than that, it was a disappointing performance for Kamara and Ingram. The Vikings defensively present challenges for the Saints running game. I think game flow may hurt Kamara and Ingram. I'm not buying Kamara or Ingram this week in daily. Leonard Fournette is intriguing at 6,900 just because you would think that if Jacksonville is to be successful in moving the football against the Steelers, their best bet is Fournette. However, Fournette in the last really couple months has only had a big game occasionally. So at 6,900, it's a bit of a risk, but based on how just the Jaguars seem scared to have Bortles throw last week against the Bills, you would expect that the game plan would first and foremost feature Fournette. And then if they have to adjust off that, they'll adjust off that. It's a $6,900 price. Deion Lewis to me is a good play at $6,600. He'd be an even better play if we knew Rex Burkhead wasn't playing at all, because then Lewis would get the short yardage touches. I still think Lewis is a good play. Devontae Freeman at $5,900 is next against the Philadelphia Eagles. Freeman featured pretty heavily last week against the Rams. Burkhead comes in next at $5,700. That is sort of a touchdown-dependent type play. Mark Ingram at $5,600. If you feel strongly about the Saints, Ingram's a better bargain than Kamara. McKinnon comes in at $4,900. Actually, Latavius Murray is a little higher than that, but I have played him. I'm going to look at his price in just a moment. Jay Ajayi has been getting the bulk of the work for the Philadelphia Eagles at $4,600. I think he's a better bargain than, say, a Tevin Coleman, because the Eagles do limit running backs catching the ball, which is something Coleman tends to do. So if you're looking for a bargain running back, it's probably Jay Ajayi based on volume and on price. Let me pop Lewis back into my lineup. Latavius Murray, as an example, is at $5,400. Derrick Henry, who is currently in as my flex, at $7,300. Again, high volume, and Derrick Henry is just a running back that the more he gets the ball, the better he becomes, and Henry is as capable as just about any running back left in the postseason of busting explosive plays. 50, 60, 70, 80-yard runs or catch and runs. Henry, let me just compare. Deion Lewis, no. Rex Burkhead, no. James White, no. Le'Veon Bell, no. Le'Veon Bell's more volume, more of the kind of 10 to 15 yard variety, not like explosive type plays with Le'Veon Bell. Fournette is capable, but we haven't seen it in a while. Fournette is capable of an 80-yard run, but we haven't seen it very recently. Over in the NFC, Murray, McKinnon. McKinnon's an explosive player, but Murray's going to get the bulk of the work. Sure, Kamara is very capable of those long plays. I just don't like the matchup. And then Jay Ajayi, yeah. I mean, he had three 200-yard games last year for the Dolphins. He had a big play on, what, his fifth touch once he was traded to the Eagles. And then on the other side, Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman. I still think Derrick Henry is worth playing. He's kind of become, and ironically, he's the reason Tyreek Hill. He's the new Tyreek Hill. Every time Derrick Henry touches the ball, he can score. And whether it's the Titans in the game or it's not like if the Titans are down 14, 17, 21 points, they're not going to be featuring Derrick Henry. He'll still be on the field. He'll still be touching the ball. So that big play capability is still there. All right, the wide receiver position, let's see. Antonio Brown is the highest play. Actually, is he the highest at $8,100? Yep, higher than Julio Jones at $7,900. Antonio Brown sent home from practice on Friday because he was ill, not the calf injury. And the Steelers saying that the reason he was sent home was so he wouldn't get anybody else sick. I don't worry about Antonio Brown's calf. I don't worry about this illness. I don't worry about Antonio Brown's matchup against Jalen Ramsey and the Jaguar and A.J. Boye. Antonio Brown seems matchup-proof to me. If you go back and look, at Ben Roethlisberger's horrible game in the Steeler loss to the Jags, Antonio Brown still double-digit receptions and well over 100 yards receiving. Julio Jones, $7,900 for Atlanta in this one, although the matchup is not the best. And we know that Jones fluctuates, can have really big games or off games of 3 to 4 catches for around 40 to 50 yards. Adam Thielen comes in at 7,600. The trend has been more to Diggs than Thielen recently in that Viking offense. Michael Thomas, $7,200. He's been very good recently for the Saints, but he's going to get a healthy share of Xavier Rhodes, who has been about as good as any corner throughout the season in shutting down opponents. Brandon Cooks at 7,000. I don't like him in this particular game. Brandon Cooks seems to have, as he has developed more with the Patriots, seems to be putting up more of the bigger numbers against the lesser teams, although he did have a touchdown in that win about a month ago against the Steelers. Other wide receivers that, hang on, let me adjust my lineup accordingly here so I can look at the rest of the wide receiver. I'll go back in a second here. Juju Smith-Schuster at $6,000. Yeah, I think he's worth a look. Ted Ginn, $5,800. He paid off for me last week. Mohamed Sanu, $5,700. Alshon Jeffrey, $5,500. A lot of whether or not you're playing Eagle receivers is based on whether you believe in Nick Foles. Chris Hogan is off the injury report. He's an interesting bargain play at $5,200 now for the Patriots. I will be taking a look at that now that he's off the injury report. Jags, good luck to you. I mean, even Keelan Cole was not involved last week when the Jags basically gave up on throwing the football to try to win that game against the Bills. Rishard Matthews didn't come through. Last week at $4,500, it was Eric Decker who got in the end zone. He's at $3,800. Maybe the only better bargain is Corey Davis at $3,400. But we've been waiting all year for Corey Davis to put up those numbers, and you don't want those zeros in daily fantasy. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, again, is presented by Hooters 12 Tampa Bay area locations. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, you can find that location at originalhooters.com. And for those of you around the country and around the world, it doesn't take much for you to remember or find where your closest taste and feel of summer is. And it might feel pretty good this weekend watching the NFL playoffs, hot wings, cold beer, summer seafood, Hooters style. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at West Chase Golf Club, 813-854-2331 on February 3rd. West Chase Golf Club hosts the next event on the Todd Wright Tour, Good versus Evil. We're bringing back two tournaments in one. Front nine as easy as I can make it. Back nine as difficult as I can make it. $68 per player. Lunch and dinner are served. Prizes galore. Visit joebucksfan.com/golf to register as an individual, a twosome, a threesome, a foursome. As of the time of this podcast, I literally have 13 tee times left. Not 13 foursomes, 13 spots for names on the tee sheet. 13 people to play in the tournament. Whether that's three foursomes and one individual or six twosomes and one individual, that's the breakdown. That's what I have left. Get at joebucksfan.com/golf if you are thinking of playing. All right, tight end position. Love Josh Hill as a bargain this week against the Vikings just because I think the Saints don't match up particularly well to the Vikings defense. But tight end-wise, Drew Brees used Josh Hill in that win against Carolina last week, and Josh Hill is only $2,600. How can you pass that up? Now, if you think Gronk is going to go off, and he could, against the Titans, then you invest the $7,100. He's the highest tight end in money every week, including this week. Zach Ertz comes in next at $5,800. That depends on your belief in the Eagles and Nick Foles. Then down to Delanie Walker at $5,000. Kyle Rudolph is a nice play at $4,700. If I was going to split the difference, I think Kyle, if I wasn't playing Josh Hill, which I am, to save money at $2,600, I'd play Kyle Rudolph at $4,700 because any fantasy owner of Kyle Rudolph or any Vikings fan can tell you that Kyle Rudolph is a red zone threat. Every time the Vikings get in the red zone, Kyle Rudolph has almost a 50-50 shot of getting a target. So that isn't a bad play. Jesse James at $3,500. I like James. I just think if you want a bargain at tight end, Josh Hill is the better bargain. As far as DST, top of the board is the Steelers at $3,800. I caution you on that, though. Yeah, it's Blake Bortles. Okay, I get that. But the Steelers DST this year, after week one, never put up a huge number. They just didn't do it. They give up more big plays than they make, DST. I don't like them this week, even against the Jaguars. I just don't. So I'd rather spend my money elsewhere. Falcons DST comes in at $3,500 against Nick Foles and the Eagles. Jaguars, ironically, is number three at $3,300. Remember, they had the five picks on Ben Roethlisberger in the earlier meeting. Patriots DST at $3,200. Mariota did throw a lot of picks this season. Vikings DST, that's my featured play. I like a lot about the Vikings this week. Vikings DST at $2,900. Saints DST, $2,800. Eagles at $2,600. You're looking to save money. Eagles DST at $2,600. If Matt Ryan has a bad game, that justifies the Eagles being in your lineup. And then down to the Titans at just $2,000. If you don't think any DST is going to break out this week and you'd rather spend your money elsewhere, you can save money by playing the Titans at $2,000 and just hope beyond hope that Tom Brady doesn't light them up, or if you're just sort of writing off that no DST is going to put up numbers this particular week. All right, that does it for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Looking ahead to Saturday and Sunday playoff action, remember we're with you twice a week through the Super Bowl. I'll answer any questions you have, no matter how unique they are fantasy-wise, at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And remember, limited space for the golf tournament, February 3rd, day before the Super Bowl at West Chase. Go to JoeBucksFan.com/golf to check out all the details and register to play. We'll talk to you next time. Again, this podcast, unique as of 2 p.m. Friday. Recording this podcast, and I'll have a new podcast for you coming up on Monday after all the division playoff games are complete. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy your weekend.